All right, everybody, hi. All right, happy Saturday, everyone. We have live with us today, Frontline Lisi, are you out there? Frontline Lisi, are you out there? Going once, going twice. All right, I don't know if she's out there. All right, I'm going to start this show anyway. Hopefully she will join us. She's always running a few minutes late for some odd reason, but I'm sure she'll be here in a second here. So this is the current event show with Steve and Lisa, a husband and wife law team. And we handle all sorts of intellectual property litigation disputes, social media disputes, software disputes, technology cases, all sorts of things. So this show is just about to give you seeks to give you some information, maybe some cases, maybe you missed this week or this month or this year. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the current cases. And without further ado, I cannot hear Frontline Lisi. Are you there? Do you have a microphone? Are you talking into the microphone there, Frontline? Frontline Lisi, going once, going twice. Can you hear me? Are you talking, Frontline? Can you hear me, Frontline? Boy, she sure is a tough one, I'll tell you. So let's see what's going on here. Little technical difficulties. Just hang with us. It's Saturday. We got a big football game coming up today with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins. So we'll see if we can get Frontline Lisi on the show here. Frontline, are you there? Frontline, are you there, Frontline? Frontline, can you call in on the guest call-in? We're going to be patient here with you. We know you're going to join us. And once you do, the phone rings busy. Did you try the 877 number? Did you try the 949 number? Try 949-203-4812. Once again, 949-203-4812. See if that lets you in. Once again, 949-203-4812. We'd love to have you here. Wait, this could be you. Frontline Lisi, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay. Now I just get home.
What? Are you there?
I'm here, but it just kicked me out.
Okay.
You are now in the host queue.
Frontline Lisi, are you there?
I'm in the host queue, apparently.
Okay. Well.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Why is it echoing?
Because I see two. Are you there? Can you hear me? Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's get rid of this other one.
So what happened?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
It's stuck up.
Are you still there?
I got kicked out again.
I can hear you. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, but for some reason, they said they kicked me out.
I had two instances of you on my screen, so I kicked the one out.
Okay. So are you live now?
I'm live. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Okay, then we're good now. So we're good. So I'm not going to do, I'm not changing anything. I'm not doing anything differently. So we're good.
All right. Well, why don't we start with our show?
Well, that would be great. I don't know what happened. The 877 rang busy. And then when I called the 949, it was as I was like a caller. So I wasn't part of the show. When you were talking, they would mute me is what they did. Huh. But I'm here now.
Yeah, so hopefully everything's recording. I guess you never know these days. So I was just talking about how this is the Steve and Lisa Current Events Show, keeping you abreast of some of the news you may have missed during the week, the month, or the year. So without further ado, Frontline Lisa, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a little, and I said this to you about a month ago. I said, I have a feeling Nick Saban's going to retire. You said, no, he's not going to retire. There's no way. Guess what? He retired.
Well, sure.
He's what?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, you know, he said he was going to retire if he won his final game, which he did not. But he has retired. They've already replaced him. The body wasn't even dry yet, and they already replaced him. So he was a coach for Alabama from 2007 to 2023. What a ride he had. So the new coach came from University Huskies. So they got him. What's that?
They got the Huskies coach. That's awesome.
Callen, yep, they got the Huskies coach.
Wow. Yeah, they did a great job, the Huskies, this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, kind of made sense to, you know, and Callen said, I would have only left to go to Alabama. I would not have left to go to anywhere else. So they must have been in cahoots knowing that Saban was going to retire. And then he would step in his shoes. But interesting facts about him. He played baseball. Did you know that?
I did not. I don't know much about him. I assume he played some football, but he's not the biggest guy in the world, so I don't know how far he actually went. But no, I didn't know that.
Well, you're gonna love this stat. He was a coach at Fresno, a football coach at Fresno from 2020 to 2021.
Fresno State? My alma mater, you know.
I know. That's what I thought. That was quite interesting. So it looks, I mean, he's had like, you know, just he's played, you know, I guess when he played baseball. I think he was football first, and then he moved into baseball. He played for some independent league called the something Crocodiles, the left fielder. Canton Crocodiles. Said that his stats were, and this is your language, his hitting was .520, and he had 34 RBIs, 10 home runs. So looks like he was, you know, kind of athletic guy. So I don't know if they've replaced the Washington coach yet, but I'm sure the Huskies are not happy that he's no longer there because he was a big part of their team and the organization. But I thought that was kind of interesting. So I'm not a big football person, but I kind of made that prediction about a month ago.
Thoughts? All right. Well, what I was saying is he's not going to be done. He's too young to be done. He's going to pick up somewhere with somebody. The guy's got football in his blood. I don't think he's going to go into, flipping real estate or something. I just don't see it. So someone's probably going to pick him up. He probably just got out and is waiting for the next big offer. That's my prediction. And you said RBI. Let's test your baseball knowledge. You said RBI. Do you know what that means?
Something bats. So it's like it's how many times you hit a ball when you're up to bat.
Pretty close.
Right?
Runs batted in. That means how many runners when you get a base hit or a double or a home run, how many runners you hit in. Runs batted in.
So what is it that what is the deal where it's what every time you hit up? Okay, so the stat is at the 520 where every time up to bat you hit a ball. What's that called?
No, that's your batting average. So if he hit 522.
Okay, batting average. Okay.
That means if he got up 100 times, he was getting 52.2 hits on average.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. I think when I was at Fresno, I led the league in hitting at 388. So he even would have smashed my record. But, you know, I made it to the Hall of Fame up there. I'm not sure if he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Did they talk about, no, it's funny that you said that because we're going to transition over to that. I don't know if he did it. They didn't say anything about that, but just that he's been, you know, a coach. He played for, he was a coach for, where was he a coach before he went to Washington? Anyway, I don't know where he played before, but he's been coaching for quite some time. So anyways, I'm sure I saw the team and they were all just, you know, high fiving them. So I know they're really, really excited to get him as their new coach. I know that, you know, Saban had a relationship and his wife did with all the team and, you know, they kind of treat him like family. So, nice to get a new guy that will be the same in you know, same as how Nick has treated his player. So kind of cool.
Yep, it should be fun. There's a lot of things going on in college football, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. I'm going to be talking about name, image, and likeness, some things that are going on in college, and not only college sports, but now in high school sports, basically where you can get paid to, you know, use your name, image, and likeness for commercial endorsements and things like that. So we'll talk about that in a second. Did you want to say anything else about Nick Saban? And I know you love Nick Saban, don't you?
No, not really. He was just a good coach. But I something that I saw today, which I don't think you know about this either, is Nick Carroll. He's no longer the coach for Seattle Seahawks. They're keeping him on as Nick. What did I say, Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
No, Pete Carroll. You're right. I'm sorry. That was my bad. So, yeah, he's no longer the coach. He's going to be an advisor. They're going to keep him on the team, but not as a coach anymore, which is kind of – I mean, he's been the Seahawks coach for, like, 13 years, I think. I mean, was at SC. I mean, he did such a great job, but it's kind of interesting. Do you remember you and I talking about this a while back saying, like, where did he come from? Did he play himself? Did he – you remember we were talking about that the other day? Probably six months ago.
I was talking to my brother-in-law who went to USC and a big SC fan, and he said, you know, the guy kind of came from nothing, like really nothing. And, you know, now, of course, he's making millions of dollars a year as a football coach and is one of the best coaches, not only in college, but, you know, he's been a great NFL coach as well. But I don't know. I think he only played in some small college somewhere. He's not a huge guy by any measures.
Uh-oh.
And I think
he was a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a defensive back. He went to Larkspur High School in Northern California.
Well, how about that?
And so he played football in high school, played baseball. He was athlete of the year one of the years when he was playing. So, I mean, sports was in his blood. But ironically, how he got into, you know, the coaching is he was, I think for a year he coached defensive back or something, coached New York Jets in 94. And then he played in 97 for the Packers, and then he moved over to SC. So probably got his toes wet initially and probably realized, let me go do, you know, the college for, you know, get my shoes real wet before I get, you know, kicked. So, you know, was a coach at SC for 8 years. And then from there, he moved over to the Seahawks. But you and I had this conversation, like, where did he come from? What's his background? And I think a lot of these people, you know, I don't think he played in college, which is weird. I think he just played in high school, I think is what it said. But anyway, kind of interesting. Yeah, he was crying and, you know, praising his wife and said, well, you know, she put up with so much all these years. I'm sure she's not minding that big paycheck. So
Oh yeah, no, and he'll be back. Same thing. I mean, he's one of the elite coaches in the country and probably the world. So he'll be back somewhere. Again, I don't see how guys like that could sit, sit in front of a TV eating a TV tray and a Salisbury steak dinner and just watch TV. I think they're going to pick up coaching somewhere, but we'll see. Time will tell. So why don't we?
Hang on. Let me finish what I'm saying really quickly. Going back to Nick Saban, he'll probably, now that you're saying that, he'll probably take on an NFL team is what he'll probably take on. Is what because it's kind of the trend.
Broadcasting as well.
Yeah, that's true. So they've got about six potentials. They're looking at the Michigan coach, Harbaugh. They're looking at Belichick. So they've got some head coaches they're trying to recruit. So they've got some good potentials to replace Pete Carroll. And I hope that, because the Seahawks have a great team, I hope that whoever they pick is going to, follow in his shoes and do as good a job as he's done. On that note, I'm going to pass it to you.
Great. Well, cool. Yeah. So I guess it's a good time just to segue into this name, image, and likeness stuff that's going on. Are you familiar with the name, image, and likeness? What's going on in the college sports?
I am. Well, I am. I know you've talked about that because for years and years, college players couldn't make any money off their image and their name or anything like that. So I know you've talked about that. I just don't know to the extent of what they're allowed to do and make the kind of money. Is it for free-for-all or is there limitations?
Yeah, there's some limitations, but it's also kind of a free-for-all. But, I've been saying for years, as they've been talking about this for years, and then finally I think it was 2021, they finally passed it. But, when you're an athlete, you're spending, 4 or 5 hours a day out on the field when the rest of the people in the college campus, they're getting to spend that extra time in the classroom or studying. So it's a lot easier for them mm-hmm. to get better grades, and then they can have second jobs. There's no problem with them having second jobs, but, as an athlete, you really don't have the time to be doing second jobs. So they passed a law called name, image, and likeness, what we call the right of publicity. Everybody has a right of publicity in their own name, image, and likeness. And so they passed a law that says that, that these athletes in all sports can ink up deals with brands and whatnot and promote their products through either their Instagram channel or making videos and things like that. And I was looking at this site called on3.com, and what they mm-hmm. do is they evaluate these players based on their popularity, and they come up with some sort of valuation formula, and they decide what people are worth, and based on that valuation, you can go out ink up deals, which of course would be negotiable deals. But like, for example, they have a valuation of Shedeur Sanders, that's Deion Sanders' son from Colorado.
Yeah.
They have a valuation of $4 million for him. So
what does that mean?
Well, it just means that's what they think he's worth, is using his name, image, and likeness. So, and then you have like Arch Manning, he's at $2.8 million. There's also Caleb Williams. He was a quarterback at Gonzaga, $2.7 million. So
yep.
There's, and Bo Nix was $1.8 million. So these guys are allowed to go out and do contracts. And I'm going to be posting a video shortly about essential terms you need in a name, image, and likeness contract. But this is blowing up. And yeah, the limitations are you can't use it as you can't say, hey, if you come to our school, I'll get you $1 million deal, advertising deal with the car dealership. Can't use it to recruit
mm-hmm.
people. So it can't be used for mm-hmm. that. So in general, you probably want to pick your school out before you ink a deal so you can avoid NCAA violations, because the NCAA will crack down if they think you're using this to lure people into colleges. So it's really crazy now what's going on. I just did, there was a website called openendorse.com. That's openendorse.com. I did, I inked up deals with four different college athletes, and I'm just going to test it out and see what the work product looks like. But I contracted with four athletes to produce some ads for me, video ads. So I'll keep you posted on that. And what's that?
I said it's interesting. I was going to ask you what those were. I saw those. I didn't know what they were, but that's cool.
Yeah, I know you hate when all those secret charges pop up and you don't know what they're for.
You know, I see these charges and I go, what the heck is this? What's this one? What's that one? But I did see
ABM,
four.
Hey,
ABM,
always be marketing. Always be marketing.
I know,
baby.
I know you are. I know.
So that's blowing
up. Well,
that's
cool. I mean, I'm sure these players, you know, are, it's exciting for them because, you know, in college they just never, ever, ever could do that. So it's kind of cool that, you know, they are allowed to profit off of their hard work and success.
Yeah. And what's cool is it's literally all sports, you know, women's and men's sports. So everybody has a shot here. And there are websites now where you can go, essentially, they are already pre-evaluating you and you can go join and claim your profile as an athlete and they'll give you evaluation and you can basically, these websites are allowing you to broker deals, kind of like this Open Endorse. These people didn't know me. I reached out to them. I gave them some instructions mm-hmm. on what I'm looking for. Now they're making money and I have college athletes to endorse my products, which I think is great. You know, fantastic.
That's super cool. Very cool.
So what else you got on your list over there, Frontline?
Well, you know, the whole AI is just blowing up. I can't tell you how many ads I see about, you know, oh, lawyers, you know, the software, you highlight your motion, one section you want to, you know, AI to do it for you, you highlight it, you type in, oh, you know, over to the right what you wanted to say, and it just populates. I mean, it's insane. Like, how are they going to control this? I mean, you know, like, I saw that Sarah Silverman, she sues AI and Meta for this chat GPT. And so apparently she's saying, she and a couple authors are saying that somebody, you know, copied their book with AI. Well, how is that even humanly possible? Because AI changes all the time. So I think the case was filed in, I think in London or something because, and this was filed in like mid-year, but they were trying to, you know, basically say that, you know, AI is going to be a major problem in the copyright world. So what
yeah,
are your two cents on that?
Yeah, they're going to have to figure it out. I think there's going to have to be some licensing deals in here somewhere. And, you know, our firm's just now, because it is literally exploding, and we do, you know, of course, we've been doing copyright for years, copyright law. We have so many companies suing so many other companies for basically what they do is they're training their artificial intelligence, training their algorithms based on copyrighted works that already exist. And so, mm-hmm. you know, there's people suing Microsoft, which is the developer of the OpenAI system, ChatGPT. They're saying, well, the only reason you're able to spit out all these responses is you had to train your learning algorithms using our content, using our photos, using our images. Now you have platforms mm-hmm. that can create artificial images. I was just playing with an app on my cell phone that does that. So it's really crazy what's going on. But yeah, I mean, it's right now, we're at literally the frontier of artificial intelligence law, and it's going to blow up. And speaking of that, actually, I'm interested that you chose AI as a topic on your list, because we don't talk about our topics in advance, but I'll Mm-mm. segue and I'll come back if you want. But AI domain name sales are booming. Okay. And so I invest in domain names. I have about 800 domain names. Why? Because they're about $8-$9. The prices just went up, but they're about $8-$10. And, you know, if you can get some good names, I like .com names in particular, but these .ai names, so it would be like lawyer.ai, these domain names are going for big prices here. So, you know, I have some here like stack.ai, stack. Doesn't sound very sexy or any amazing, went for $258,000. So somebody bought that for $10 in bulk. Imagine spending $10 and your return on investment with $258,000. I have another one, NPC.ai. I don't know what NPC stands for. It sold for $250,000. Another
well,
one.
Said, I you have, said those three. You said those three-letter domains are worth a lot of money, regardless of what they mean. They're, you know, someone's going to buy them.
Yeah, and there's a, you know, I learned years back that there's tools you can do if you're going to be a domainer, as they call them, or a domain broker. You can search all the names that are out there and you can buy them in bulk. So there's companies that spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in mass registration of domains just to, you know, if you think about it, you're spending 10 bucks a pop. Maybe they're even getting a better deal than that in bulk. But yeah, I mean, you get a few that pop, you know, pop you $250,000 or more. There was arena.ai that went for 65,000 arena. That's just the what? Arena.ai. What are you going to use that for? Who knows? Somebody bought it for 65,000. Ledger.ai, 33 grand. Predictive.ai, 30 grand. Genius.ai. Here's a good story of flipping a domain. Genius.ai originally was picked up in 2020 for 16,000 and recently was acquired for 500,000. So there's huge upside in these AI domains. So I only bring that up because, folks, if you know any good domains related to artificial intelligence in your particular field, any niche names or three-letter, four-letter, you know, names, for 10 bucks, I mean, this is not investment advice by any means, but for 10 bucks, you might hit one big. And how much do you really need to hit it big? If you can sell a domain for 200 bucks, you're getting 200 times your money. I just wanted
to
bring that
up. Have you bought any AIs?
Yes, I have a couple. I just got iplawyer.ai just for myself.
Okay,
I think I have like fair use. I have some fair use related AIs. I have probably a handful of them. But I'm looking to pick up more. But yeah, so it's really big. And our firm does domain disputes and UDRP. You have to be careful you're not infringing a trademark when you buy these names, or you just may end up giving them away to the brand owner, the person that owns a trademark. So before you spend too much money, you know, you can always seek out legal counsel. Make sure you're buying a name that's clear, free of IP claims.
Yep. Yeah, we've had a handful of clients that bought a trademark name in a domain with that in there, and they had a problem, and most of them have to give it up because there's, you know, they're encroaching on their someone else's trademark. So
yeah, and I have a really good video out there on my YouTube channel at attorneysteevevideos.com. That's attorneysteevevideos.com, talking about the UDRP domain dispute process. And yeah, it's inexpensive, but again, what's not fun about it is to lose your domains. I won't go into detail. I had some clown lawyer try to steal one of my domains and didn't go so well for him, just put it to you that way. What else you got from my lead?
Well, those are the three things I was going to talk about. Kind of get my toes wet. But you know, it's kind of interesting year. A lot of new stuff I think going to come our way this year. I think a lot of this AI stuff's going to. I think that people just don't really. It's just it's the tip of the iceberg, and it's just. I mean, I don't know how they're going to monitor it. I mean, like, look at kids in college. My gosh, you could AI a whole entire report. Like, how are they going to control this, all this stuff?
Well, like everything else, there'll be disputes, and then there'll be not necessarily regulations, but there'll be disputes, and that will draw some boundaries, draw the boundaries of the playing field. And at some point, who knows, there could be federal or state regulation or either one, but we will see as it unfolds. But yes, Bondren Legal, we handle AI disputes, copyright in particular. So let's move on. I have a couple more for you, and then I know you're super busy and you want to watch that game tonight, right?
Yeah, and a little tidbit. I you know, who knows if this stuff is true. They said that Travis Kelce may not be playing in the game tonight because
he's
gave Taylor Swift a necklace. What's that?
Because he's hanging out with his singer girlfriend.
Well, no, they said that
Taylor.
I guess the NFL is against gambling, and supposedly he gave her a necklace that said bet on yourself, which I believe was a Kobe Bryant kind of, he used to say that all the time. That was kind of his little tagline. And
like
the NFL, what?
Sounds like a trademark, but go on.
Well, and the NFL said it was like him telling her to bet on his, I don't, you know, it's kind of goofy, but they said that, you know, they might not let him play tonight because of that.
No, well, I'm sure he'll be on the field. That's pretty funny. Speaking of, what do you think about this? What do you think about the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dolphins, it's not on regular TV. You have to get it through Peacock paywall now, the Peacock channel. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I don't know. I was talking to my brother about that. He's like, no, the game's not tonight. I said, Chris, it is. I said, I think it's only on Peacock. And he goes, hold on, let me go check. He goes, oh, my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think what they're starting to do, which I just think is just, I don't like it, is they're having people have DirecTV, buy FUBU, buy Netflix, buy Peacock, buy all these channels to mix it up to make people have to subscribe to these channels. I mean, we have DirecTV, we have FUBU, we have, you know, Hulu, we have, you know, Peacock, and it's like certain things you can watch on certain things. I think it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's just like everything is, it's kind of like a la carte. When you go to Ruth Chris, you can get the steak, and then everything else you want is $50 for the potatoes and $20 for the carrots. And, you know, now you're paying for like basically everything that's like a smart TV. It's just like a bunch of mobile apps on your TV. And then you got to subscribe to each particular, you know, mobile app, so to speak. So
it's
crazy, but we're looking for that game, forward to that game tonight. I hear it's going to be like 0 degrees. So it should be kind of fun.
It's negative 20.
Negative 20 with the wind chill.
Negative. They had the guys talking, and they said it is so cold here. And you know the Dolphins are from Florida. I mean, they don't. It's not cold in Florida. So I have a feeling that the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs have not had a good year, but I have a feeling the Chiefs, because they're used to this cold. But the guy said it's negative 20. They said that it's so cold.
Well, I never would bet on. I have a rule. I never bet against Alabama in college, and I never bet against Mahomes because he can pull any, you know, when you get to the end of the season and it's game time, I think he's going to be there. So that's my prediction. But all right, I got a couple more things for you because I know that game's coming up and I want to watch it as well. So I have something here. Says, you know what the metaverse is, right?
Yes.
It's kind of this thing where you go on and everybody's got an avatar and you kind of talk to each other, walk around. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to make it like reality, virtual reality. So some gal says she was gang raped in the metaverse and that the trauma was similar to a real world rape. And one of the...
how would she know what it was like?
What's that?
How would she know what a real rape was like?
Well, that's a good point. I don't know. But anyway, she said four people came and basically attacked her with male voices, and one said, don't pretend you didn't love it. So what are your thoughts? Should there be regulations? Should this be a crime?
Well,
be a digital rape?
But how is she going to prove that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's ways you could record your screen, I'm sure.
I, the whole meta stuff and the, you know, with the mask thing on and you got your, you know, think your fist that you can punch people. It's just so stupid to me. I'm sorry. I just think it's just crazy. I think it's people that maybe don't enjoy their life themselves and they want to try and live in some sort of a fantasy. I don't know, but yeah. How do you prove that? I mean, and do we know whatever happened, whatever came about?
Well, I mean, you could be videotaping it or whatnot. I mean, I'm sure it violates terms of service if you can show somebody's doing that, but maybe they ought to just allow you to buy like a can of digital bear mace and just spray them in the game and in the metaverse, and maybe they run away, or you can buy some brass knuckles and knock them out or something. That would be kind of interesting. But do you think this should be like a crime?
I mean, it's not real. So how can that be a crime? It's not real. It's your mind walking through something. No one's touching you. You're not touching anybody. It's kind of like the video games. They do this, you know, this some sort of a car racing stuff, and you can, you know, hook up with people, and it's Grand not Theft real. Auto. It's just, thank you, Grand Theft. Yes, yes. So it's not real. Like, someone didn't physically touch her in real life, so how can you have it be a crime?
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I tend to agree with you. Just wanted to bring that up for some food for digital thought. All right, a couple more things here. Okay. Frontline Lisi, I think a lot of people know you're my wife and business partner and whatnot, but you're always kind of saying, you know, I wish someone would, because you love to cook, you always say, I wish someone mm-hmm. could come up and clean, like their cleaning fairy or something. I got good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota's robots are learning to do housework by copying humans. So they're seeing what people do. They're trying to create robots that do the housework. You may have your dishwasher someday.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Did you hear about the Tesla worker?
Your phone's breaking up.
The robot. And
is that better? Can you hear
me? Keep talking.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
So, okay, the Tesla robot was getting worked on, and all of a sudden he went awry and he pinned the guy in a corner and like hurt him, made him bleed. So I'm not having any robot come to my house.
Well, it may be a few years off, but it is interesting because wouldn't that be neat if you could have some robots that would just do your dishes after a meal, or how about doing your wash, you know, putting your wash in and out. How about that?
I don't know. Have you seen them? They're scary looking to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's a robot, you know, but someday they'll probably put, you know, faces on them and things that look kind of real. Who knows?
Oh, no, they already have them. They already have these robots. They have them at games. And you can tell they're robots because their eyes will go like kookalooku all of a sudden, and they look like real people. It's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know we're living in a...
Well, here's
yep.
another one
Fantasy.
From what I call the WTF files. This lady goes into Walmart. She steals $800 worth of stuff, you know, goes out outside the store. The loss prevention officer stops her, and they take her back somewhere, and she apparently has counterfeit money on her. So what does she do? She starts to eat the counterfeit money. WTF.
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So anyway, I wanted just to point out, this is what we call in law school the shopkeeper's privilege, where the shopkeeper can detain you for a reasonable amount of time based on a reasonable suspicion that you're stealing. And apparently that's what happened here. But the fact that you start eating counterfeit money, so that you're trying to eat up the evidence of, obviously she was some kind of person passing out counterfeit or spending counterfeit money. So only at Walmart, right?
Oh, well, I somehow stumbled upon, you know, on TikTok, if you spend too much time on one thing, they'll start feeding you the stuff. It's people that are coming through customs and just the stuff that people do and the stuff they bring back. And they, it's like for some reason they must look guilty because they're always getting stuck. I mean, this gal, she had food, she had clothes, she had money. I mean, she was going bonkers. She was throwing things because they were going through all of her luggage, and she knew she was bringing stuff over she wasn't supposed to. But for some reason, they're like, so where are you coming from? Ukraine. Okay, what are you bringing? Nothing. And then they open up luggage, and they've got just tons of stuff that they shouldn't be bringing over.
Contraband.
Yep, we're living in a kookadooku world.
All right. Well, one last thing. I just wanted to bring this up. Our Strike Three Holdings cases, this is where people are accused of file-sharing movies. Remember like Napster way back when you could download software or movies or music? And, you know, Strike Three is one of those companies. They make adult movies, and they go after people, and we handle a lot of the cases, especially in California. We probably handle the bulk of the cases. And they got to a trial, and I have a lot of clients ask, have they ever won at trial? And is their technology foolproof? Or have they won at trial? The answer is no. And I've been watching this case out in Florida, and I know you and I have talked about it, but this was their chance to prove they had the perfect technology. Their technology was foolproof. But guess what? On the eve of trial, they settled the case. Why would they do that?
So I know. I know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I went and looked up, or kind of reverse engineered the file. The only thing I could find was that they were, the defendant was raising a challenge that the adult pornography works are not copyrightable because there's nothing unique or novel about it. It's not a original work of authorship, is, which is the requirement. What's original about two people getting it on, you know? So if that was the case, wouldn't one adult company sue another because they're all essentially doing the same thing, and right?
Yeah, good point.
So,
good
I don't
point.
Know if that made them nervous and they backed out, but I just wanted to bring that up, get your thoughts about it, and maybe litigation
well,
is what
you
be looking at.
I mean, we've talked about it. You know, we've talked about it, and you know, I guess the challenge is that, you know, years ago when Malibu Media was in the same space, there was a case. The attorney that handled the case handled it for, you know, represented the defendant. He brags that he was the first person that handled a Malibu Media case, but he doesn't tell you that he lost for his client, and his client got like a hundred and something, like $180,000 judgment against him. So
yeah,
there is a risk factor challenging these people, and this is what is difficult at times because A, people don't want their name out there associated with this, understandable. B, you know, it's, you're risking, you know, you don't know. I mean, if they find one, two, three, whatever they find, it could be a problem. So it's like, you know, we always call these shame settlements because people don't want to risk maybe having, getting a judgment against them because 99.9% of the people did some downloading. So, you know, it's just, that's the challenge. And I think people just want these to go away. They don't want to, you know, have this, you know, hanging over their head, and, you know, they're embarrassed about it. And, you know, they just go, look, I just want to get this done. I want to get it done. Let's go. So, you know, very rarely do we have someone that wants to litigate it because it's cost a lot more money. So it's, you know, settlements just makes more sense. The risk, there's all these other factors. And so, but, you know, if someone wants to litigate, we would litigate. We have before, so.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Frontline Lisa. I'm glad we finally hooked up and got rid of that technical problem, got through that. And just in time, I see the football players taking the field out there in Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium. I'm going to watch that game and just enjoy the rest of the day. But we really appreciate you coming on. Thank you all for listening to the current events with Steve and Lisa. If you need legal help, especially photo infringement, if you're a photographer, we are having some great success when people steal your images, your photos, your computer fonts, anything that's copyrighted that you've registered. We are doing a contingency-free recovery program. You don't pay anything until and unless we recover, and it's a pretty cool deal. So if you know anybody with creative works that people are ripping off and copying without permission, make sure you come find us at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com. Frontline Lisi.
The first name in legal services.
The first name in legal services. Hey, everyone, this has been general legal information only, not legal advice. We appreciate you watching. Have a great Saturday. Make sure to tune in for the next show, and we got to run. Bye. Thank you, Frontline Lisi.
Hey,
my beautiful wife.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.